Ian Schulz. Well, PlayStation 2 hit the stores, sort of, on October 26th due to a shortage of certain components, which some critics say was just trumped-up hype on Sony's part to create more demand. It said that only one machine will be available for every four who want to buy one. Whether the shortage is artificial or natural, it's led to consumers lining up at Sears, Toys R Us, Babbage's, pretty much any place that sells electronic games, at midnight the night before the unit was scheduled to go on sale, just in the hope that they might be one of the lucky few to get the winning lottery number, affording them the privilege of buying one. Man, you'd think the latest movie featuring Jar Jar and the gang had hit the theaters. I don't get it myself, regarding the awful Star Wars movie, why the desire to be the first in the theater to see it. I waited a month for the lines to go down, and I'm pretty sure the experience for me was just as dreadful as for those who camped out for 2 weeks before it opened, and I'm willing to bet that if I wait until January, say, to buy my PlayStation 2, not only will it still be the same machine, there'll be plenty to go around, the prices may even have dropped, and there'll be more games available. So what's the hurry? Why did harried moms pull out their knives to see who was going to get the final Furby in stock? Didn't they realize that Furby's amusement value lasts 30 minutes, roughly, and that dozens of them would be available for 50 cents apiece at Goodwill a mere 6 months later? You want to tickle me, Elmo? Now's the time to buy. Get your Tamagotchis. Now! They're dirt cheap, batteries not included. Cabbage Patch dolls are also very reasonably priced right now. The thing is, however, there's a short window of opportunity between the scarcity of a product when it's first released and when it becomes a collector's item. Davy Crockett hats leaped off the shelf when I was a kid. Try to find one now. Just try. That's why I recommend PlayStation 1 when you're shopping this Christmas. Don't open it, though. Keep it in the original packaging and sell it on eBay for $10,000 5 years from now. Come to think of it, forget products altogether. Just buy original packaging. If you can corner the market on original packaging, you'll have it made. I gotta go.